And welcome to Believers in Business here on AM 630, The Word, a service of the Believers Business League here in San Antonio. And if you'd like to network with other believers in business who do their work as unto the Lord, well, then I invite you to join us. And you can learn more about the Believers Business League on AM 630, The Word. My name is Baron Wiley, and with me today is another great member of the BBL, as we like to call it, someone who truly, I'm just going to go ahead and say this, that she gets it when it comes to blessing back the community. And I tell you what, you're going to be inspired when you hear what's happening in downtown San Antonio and how you can be a part of it. From MahilasHeart.org and Dasa Spa on the Riverwalk, I'm telling you, Gloria Rodriguez, welcome.
Thanks, Baron. Thanks for having me today. I really appreciate the opportunity to share our messages, both from Dasa Spa and from Mahila's Heart Project.
Yeah, you've got a lot going on.
Yes, I do.
You're the owner of both of these projects.
Yes, I am.
What an entrepreneur you are.
Well, my husband and I own Dasa Spa. We have been downtown on the Riverwalk now for well over 20 years. We provide massage therapy, facials, manicures, and pedicures. 99.9% of our guests are the guests of San Antonio. So
awesome.
we see some pretty dynamic folks, business travelers that come into town.
Now, wait a minute. So you said 1% of is us.
Yeah.
So we can come there for Valentine's Day. We can get a Valentine's Day gift or a Mother's Day gift from you, right?
Absolutely. Of course you can. And we have lots of gift certificates, actually, purchased right around Christmas time and Valentine's Day. So it's pretty awesome.
That's awesome. What does DASA mean? D-A-S-A.
That's a great question. So we have people, like I've mentioned, that come from all over the country, and they, you know, sometimes inquisitively will ask, you know, what DASA, and they're trying to figure out, is it a European city, or does it mean water or something? You know, because we're on the Riverwalk. We are located on the Riverwalk level of the Hyatt Regency downtown.
It's a shortcut to the Alamo.
That's right. And there's a beautiful waterfall that goes right through the Hyatt Regency on the Riverwalk. Our front door to the spa opens up right into that waterfall. So it is
already.
Yes, it is already. It is. And so DASA stands for our two sons' initials, David Albert and Samuel Albert.
Excellent.
My husband's name is Albert, so.
It sounds Spanish and European and wonderful and
yes,
very
does.
Relaxing.
And we've been blessed to be there for, like I said, over 20 years downtown. And our boys were, you know, one and two when we named it that. And and now they're one's off in New York and the other one's about to join the Army. So.
Wow, how proud you must be.
I am. We are very much so.
God bless you and God bless them for service. Wow. All right. So let's talk turkey here for a second. All right. So I tell you what, before we get into that, I got one more thing to just kind of love on you for there too. I'm talking to Gloria Rodriguez of Dasa Spa, and I've followed you on the Facebook there. You are a good social media steward there because every time I go, I'm always encouraged and inspired. You posted up something today. In fact, I think it was worthy of quoting. Always a good tip there, too, on in your skill there. And it reminded me, you know what, I've been sitting too long.
Yep.
You got good coaching there on stretching and just a daily dose of love coming out of you and your Facebook page, Gloria. So follow Gloria. But thank you for being an encouragement to me. Gloria.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate that.
It
means a lot to me.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I also want to thank you for coming to our Believers Business League event last week.
You know, I want to share with you, Baron, and whoever's listening, how impressed I was about finally attending that event. I had been asked by Luis. For two or three months prior to, and it just never happened. And then finally it did. And I was so impressed because as soon as the event started, it started off in prayer. And I'm not talking about, you know, it was Holy Spirit filled prayer. Mm. It was just pretty dynamic. And after about the second pastor that started praying, I found myself just almost wanting to come to tears because it was so moving. Like, how cool is this in this business where we were at, which is Any Woman Can. Mm-hmm. In this business, we are having church, basically, and networking with each other. These Christian business owners networking with each other. But the most favorite part for me of that event was when you had said, let's all just in prayer, put your hands on this business. And so that was total inspiration. I am so grateful.
Well, I appreciate you saying that there too. And we want to be very intentional. A lot of chambers will cut ribbon all day long for the grand opening, but we're going to go lay hands and impact the city as God wills it, and mm-hmm. make a difference. Well, that's exactly though, Gloria, why you're here though, because you are making a difference here in San Antonio. Again, with Mahila's Heart, I want to talk about that and your great big event coming up in July called Christmas in July. So where do you want to start? With Mahila's Heart? What is that about?
Sure. So Mahila's Heart, I will share the story with you and try and do it in a very concise and condensed version, if you don't mind. Just to let you know, I come from a very large Hispanic family.
Go figure.
Yeah, I know. Very large Hispanic family. So I learned my faith very young. It was my earliest remembrances were learning how to pray the rosary around my mom and dad's bed. My mom taught us that. They had 8 kids. I have 7 siblings.
Wow.
So they taught it. Mom taught us that, as well as every time the Billy Graham crusade would come on TV. That was a huge thing for us. It was like a party of sorts, wow. if you will. Mom used to have pillows and stuff on the floor for us. And blankets, and then she'd make popcorn, and we'd have a great time of it. So it was something on my faith I had learned is something to be excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known that all my life. So Mom taught me my faith throughout my life. And so I've found that when things got stressful for me, or if I was concerned about anything, I could always call on Mom to pray. And Mom right. prayed, and it was like, I knew that the
saints were listening.
The saints were listening, exactly. And so she was a big community organizer, and people just loved her, just loved on her because she loved on them. And it was pretty amazing to see. She was told in 2010, in April of 2010, we were told that Mom had pancreatic cancer.
Mm.
That is a disease that is, it catches you off guard, because usually they don't find it until it's like stage 4. But she was 76 years old, and they couldn't find it. But my mom kind of knew, because my mom's mother and her grandmother, all 2 of them, passed away from pancreatic cancer. So when Mom, the doctors couldn't find it, she didn't say anything, because she knows, you don't,
right.
you don't verbalize something like that. Speak it into existence. But when the doctors told her from MD Anderson, you have pancreatic cancer, and she asked how long, and they told her 9 to 12 months. She told the doctor, she said, "I understand what I'm about to go through, because I saw my mom go through this, but I'm going to ask you something. I want you to promise me that I do not want pain medicine. Only give me pain medicine if I absolutely need it, but I don't want pain medicine, because I want to offer up my pain and suffering
wow.
for the souls wow. in purgatory." Very Catholic thing to do, but very just spirit-filled thing to do. Mm-hmm. This is how strong her faith was.
Mm.
And she carried that faith. She taught me, in essence, Baron, how to live in my faith, but also how to die
yeah.
gracefully. 7 days before she passed away, she asked in her pain, and we were at the point where we were trying to figure out, okay, the medical directors in the family that could make a decision about her medicine and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was at that point, the doctors told us, and she, so we were trying to figure that out, and she was in pain, whimpering, and she said, "Yo quiero mi corazón de Mahila." I didn't know what that meant. None of us did. We called in her sister, my Aunt Margaret, to come in. And my Aunt Margaret said, "Nena," they called my mom Nena. "Nena, ¿qué quieres?" And that's, what do you
yeah,
want?
Mm-hmm.
And Mom said, "Yo quiero mi corazón de Mahila." And as soon as she said that, my Aunt Margaret started to tear up a little bit. And she said, "I know what she's asking. When we were little girls, whenever we would get hurt, we lived very close to my grandmother, Mahila. We called her Mahila, Ma for grandma,
uh-huh.
and Hila was her name. We would Aww. Run into Mahila's house, and we would cry out." So imagine your mom, 6 years old, crying out to Mahila, running into her house and crying out and telling Mahila, "I fell off my bike, my
right.
knee's hurting." Mahila did this really cool thing where she would say, "Venga pa' acá, mija," come close,
uh-huh.
and she would cuddle with her, and then she would say, I hear what you're saying, And while Mom was telling her this story, Mahila would cut out a heart shape from red construction paper. She must have had a lot of red construction paper.
Nice.
She cut out a heart shape, and she said, "Okay, Miha, you told me what happened, Nana. Now I want you to put the heart where it hurts, and we're going to pray. And do you believe that God will help you feel better?" And Nana, at 6 years old, says, "Yes, Mahila." Now, remember the scripture? Jesus talks about how we should be like children.
Yes, of course.
It was the expectant. So expectancy, you know, when your grandma's saying, "Do you believe that God will help you feel better?" And mom, Nana, says, "Yes, Mahila, I believe." They close their eyes. They said a short little prayer. And then they open their eyes. And Mahila said, "How do you feel?" And Nana says, "I feel better." And Mahila said, "I want you to take this heart. And every time it starts to hurt again, if it does, I want you to put the heart where the hurt is. And remember, God is with you, and he's helping you feel better." So my mom carried that precious story throughout her life from the age of 6 all the way to 76.
Yeah.
And when she was passing away, she wanted her Mahila's heart to help her feel better. That's the story.
Well, now I understand. Because when I go to your website, mahilasheart.org, you've incorporated a heart, and it's not a perfect heart. I can see it's a red construction paper heart attached to your logo there.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's actually a replica of the actual picture. As soon as Mom asked for her Mahila's heart, we went and bought red construction paper and cut one out for her. And so the picture that you see of the heart, it is imperfectly perfect. Just like we are, and perfectly perfect. And Mom carried that with her until she passed into the gates of heaven. She carried that red heart with her. And after a little while of grieving, weeks and months of grieving her passing, because I loved my mom. So, I mean, we all have stories about how special our parents are. It dawned on me that the things that she carried with her through her life that helped her feel better physically, massage, aromatherapy, praying, meditation, massage music. She found solace in those things. And it just so happens that most of those things we do professionally at Dasa Spa, right?
Sure.
So we decided, or it was kind of inspired to me, to do something in her honor and in the honor of this story about how if we believe that God will help us feel better, that he will. He never leaves us.
Mm-hmm.
And so in her honor, we've created the Mahila's Heart Project. And we have seven different causes or communities within the larger community that we try to impact to help them feel better.
And this brings us to your big event in July, every July now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tradition here. It's called Christmas in July.
Yes, sir.
And this year, I think you're focusing on cancer.
Yes, every single July. It's called Christmas in July, and it is produced by the Mahila's Heart Project. And we are basically throwing a huge Christmas party in the heat of the summer.
Why not?
Right? It's a Texas thing to do, a Texan thing to do. We're throwing a huge Christmas party in the heat of the summer for kids battling cancer and their families. And so we are doing it this July, July 13th. It's on a Saturday. It is going to be, by God's grace, opening. All these doors are opening for folks and businesses to want to get involved. The Hyatt Regency is donating the ballroom, the grand ballroom there.
Wow.
Yeah, which is just phenomenal.
The favor of the Lord on you, I think, there, Gloria.
Absolutely. I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are just a number. I mean, last year when we did it, we had 43 or 42 different sponsors that contributed to creating this Christmas party for these kids with cancer.
Yeah.
And so it was pretty monumental last year in 2017. But this year, we're going to actually expand it, if you will. It's not just going to be an event. We are going to get the city involved as well and the community downtown involved on a larger scale. And what I mean by that is we're going to have a weekend for the families just to kind of come get away.
Yeah.
So it'll be like a staycation, if you will.
Awesome.
So we'll have hotels downtown that are going to be sponsoring families to have them come and stay in their hotels. We're going to have restaurants down on the Riverwalk who are going to donate the meals for the families. And then we are also going to be getting the vendors at the River Center Mall involved, and several of the vendors downtown involved, and hopefully getting like gift certificates and gift cards and like a gift basket for this family, so that this family can. I met so many dear folks last year at our event, and it just really, you know, when you're dealing with crisis like that in a family. From what people had shared with me, it takes everything. I mean, it literally is your focus 99% of the time. How is your son or daughter feeling? When is the next doctor's appointment? When, you know, asking everybody in your family to always pray. You're just constantly praying. And so we figured that, you know what, why don't we do something special this year and get the community involved and create an environment for that weekend where they can actually just get away and just enjoy the Riverwalk in downtown San Antonio. I mean, what better place to be?
Yeah, amen, amen. Hey, you're listening to Believers in Business here on AM 630 The Word. We're talking to Gloria Rodriguez with Mahila's Heart Project and their Christmas in July event coming up on July the 13th. And you can learn more right now at mahilasheart.org. And Gloria, sorry, so if I'm a business owner and I want to get involved and I want to support this ministry that you're doing, how do I do that?
Well, there are...
Or anybody.
Yeah, anybody. So we have this beautiful, I mean, just real... You can go to the mahilasheart.org website, and you can look at the design that was created for this year's medal, Fiesta medal.
Fiesta medal, sure.
Yep, and so we're selling those for $15. We're taking pre-orders now, and we've just started last week. So we are hit the ground running with those, and we're taking pre-orders right now, and they are $15, and all proceeds will go towards helping us create this huge Christmas party for these special folks. That's one way to get involved, and... I think that's a pretty big way.
That is a big way. It's a beautiful heart-shaped medal you've designed here.
Yep, and one of the medals, I'm sorry, one of the artists here in San Antonio, she's a local artist. Her name is Nanago Kishi, and she has familiarity with the Mahila's Heart Project. So that particular design, you can see it on our website. Mm-hmm. That particular design, the heart itself is the replica of the Mahila's Heart. The silhouette of the woman... On the medal,
get out.
That is my mom's pick. Yes, I know. I mean, Nanago, she just hit it out of the park. But she was very inspired, and
Gloria,
it's that sort of stuff. It's just awesome.
What's it like to be you, Gloria? I mean, Lord's just given you opportunities and favor along the way there too. Like, can you tell me the story real quick about our special friend downtown you met?
Special friend downtown?
I'm talking about our city council person.
Yeah. Well,
can you do it in 2 minutes?
Can I do it in 2 minutes? Okay, let me try to do that. The idea had been introduced to me more than a couple of times over these last several weeks about getting a proclamation done for Christmas in July Day, which is July 13th. I had called, somebody said, you need to call your councilman's office.
Who was that?
Yes, that was you, Baron. Councilman Trevino, you said. Who's your councilman? I said, Councilman Trevino, Roberto Trevino. And I called his office on a Tuesday a week and a half ago, about 2 weeks ago. I called him, called his office, and I spoke with the receptionist, and I hung up the phone, and I just had this feeling like, there's just, you know, it's going to be a little bit of work for me to get on the phone with this guy, because he's obviously very, very busy and stuff. And that just kind of was unsettling for me, Baron. And so the next day, I am learning by the grace of God, because I'm a type A personality and I like to get things done. Mm-hmm. And when I'm inspired, I want to, you know, get things done. And I'm learning that that's okay to be inspired, but it is more than okay to realize that I'm not in control.
Right.
Right. So the next day, my husband Albert had a hair appointment, which is out of the ordinary, late in the evening. at a different part of the city where we go get our hair done. And so we went, and it's there at the quarry, and in the evening time. And we have been on this nutritional craze, Albert and I, with USANA.
Yep, yep.
And we've been like really been really good stewards of trying to take care of ourselves. So we, you know, the shakes and the vitamins and one salad and stuff. But that particular evening, we were leaving the hair place. Juan is his name. We were leaving his place. And I told Albert, I said, Albert, I have a craving for Chipotle.
Yeah.
And Albert kind of looks at me like, what?
Yeah.
You know, and I said, no, I'm serious. I have a craving for Chipotle. Like, I haven't been to Chipotle in years. In years. And so Albert and I go to Chipotle, to a restaurant there in the quarry that we've never been to before. And we're standing in line, and there's like five people in the restaurant. It's like 8:30 at night.
Uh-huh.
It was, you know, five people in the restaurant, and we're standing there, and I ordered my, you know, crispy tacos that I, you know, used to eat there a lot. And then I turned around, I looked at Albert, he was standing right behind me, and I turned around and looked at him, and I, you know, he was telling me what he was going to order, and we were talking, and then all of a sudden, this, I see in my peripheral view, this person that just walked into to the Chipotle, and was walking and was on his phone texting, and I look and see a silhouette, and then I kind of glanced at him, and I thought to myself, well, I know this guy. Where do I know this guy from? It took me about half a second, and then I looked over Albert's shoulder, and I said, hey, I know you, and he looked at me like, yeah, I'm, you know, Councilman Trevino.
Oh, my.
Yes, isn't that great?
Right there.
And I said, I've been looking for you. I really have been looking for you. Well, you know, when I said that, his eyebrow kind of went up like,
what for?
Are you, you know, like, am I a stalker or something?
Right.
You know, but, and he said, what for? And I said, I told him about a little bit about Christmas in July. And he said, well, you know, I'm here now. I said, why don't we have dinner together?
Oh, Gloria.
And we broke bread together.
With your city councilman.
With the city.
That you called the day before.
Yes.
And left some message. And now you're breaking bread with that. That's the Lord.
It's the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, it's just so exciting.
Well, Gloria, that is, again, I just know that the favor is, again, is all over you. And we want to bless you. And we want our listeners to get involved, too, by going to mahilasheart.org. There you can pre-order this Fiesta medal for just $15, is it, you said?
That's right, $15.
And all of that goes towards this big party that's happening Christmas in July. Gloria, we take a minute and encourage our listeners to get involved and to bless this city like you do.
Well, thank you so much, Baron, again, for the opportunity. I just would ask every single person that's listening, if you could just within a few seconds, just close your eyes and remember a Christmas in your childhood that was just spectacular, that you got what you wanted. You felt the love that your parents gave you, the family, the joy that you felt, you just felt it was a special, special, special occasion. Just imagine that, if you will. And now put yourself as that child into a life of a child. And with the family that is constantly concerned about your well-being and your health because you are battling something that is one of the biggest battles in life, and that's battling cancer. And so what would you like to do? What would you like to do for that child and for that family? You want to get involved at some level. If you want to donate $15, and we will give you a limited edition medal, please do that. If you would like to donate actual dollars in bigger increments, please do that. You can do that online at mahilasheart.org. If your business wants to get involved and actually do more of a corporate sponsorship, please do that. We had 42 sponsors last year, most of which were businesses and corporations and churches that got involved. And so we were really blessed last year, but everybody can do something to make a difference for someone.
Yeah.
And so Mahila's Heart Project, that is exactly what we do. We provide opportunities for anybody in our community to get involved in giving.
Mm.
You know, our mission statement, Baron, our mission statement for the Mahila's Heart Project, listen to this, is to inject medicine for the soul, which are love, hope, and joy, into the lives of others who are in need of comfort. So this event for Christmas in July is focused on one of those groups, kids battling cancer. Mm. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share what a godsend you are and all the things you're doing with the Believers
Business League. Thank you so much. Well, again, too, all you have to do is go to mahilasheart.org and hear everything that Gloria is talking about. Can I give out this phone number that's on your website? It's 210-224-4340. Is that the right number?
Yes, it is.
That's not your cell phone, home phone number.
No, it's not.
210-224-4340. Again, mahilasheart.org. By the way, Mahila, M-A-H-I-L-A-S, heart.org. Mahilasheart.org. And again, I say, Gloria, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Baron.
Hey, if you'd like to learn more about the Believers Business League, as Gloria just mentioned, and be a guest on the Believers in Business show like this, just like Gloria Rodriguez with Mahila's Heart and Dasa Spa, contact me, Baron Wiley, at 210-526-3638 here on AM 630, The Word.